The Air Force practice of distributing amphetamines to combat pilots will come under scrutiny later this month during a hearing on the deaths of four Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan last April. The hearing will determine whether two U.S. pilots should be court-martialed for their involvement in a friendly fire attack on Canadian troops. The lawyer defending the two pilots says they may have been pressured into taking amphetamines, which could have impaired their judgment. Joining us now to discuss the use of amphetamines in the military is Brad Knickerbocker, a former Navy combat pilot now writing about the subject for the Christian Science Monitor. Brad, first of all, can you tell us under what circumstances does the Air Force make amphetamines available to pilots?
These typically are given to pilots and air crew members who are flying very long-range missions, which can be, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours sometime. And these are cases where they're having to fly long distances from remote bases to do their missions and then return over long distances as well, and it's a very fatiguing activity.
Would you describe this as a routine practice?
I would say it probably is a routine practice. It certainly was during the Gulf War. In the case of some squadrons, nearly all the pilots at least occasionally used amphetamines.
And do pilots feel pressure to take them? Is there any obligation?
No, there is no obligation. But your question is, do they feel pressure to? Well, if you are a pilot and your career is based on your number of missions and how well you perform and so forth, and your squadron commander determines that you're just too worn out to fly and is going to ground you, the question is, are you feeling some sort of pressure? I know as a pilot, I would have felt like, well, if this is expected of me, then I better do it. I doubt that there's any great pressure put on pilots per se. I think it's more internal. These guys tend to be, you know, hotshot mm-hmm. A-type guys, and they want to get out and do what they've been trained to do. And in many cases, they'll do whatever it takes to do that.
What role does the military envision for performance-enhancing drugs, such as these amphetamines? And I don't know if there are others that are under consideration for use, but what role would the military envision for such drugs in the military of the future?
Well, from the reports I've seen, and these are all unclassified reports that you can find, they really see this as perhaps, to quote one, no less than a 21st century revolution in military affairs. The point is not just to give guys, you know, amphetamines so they can stay awake for a few hours. It's to find ways of giving performance enhancement drugs that will keep people in a fighting condition, able to fight for days, maybe, you know, as long as a week at a time without needing the normal kind of rest that most human beings require. There are other kinds of drugs being researched which would allow the body to respond in a way that will mitigate the effects of perhaps being wounded or becoming sick.
It is known that amphetamines, for instance, can impair judgment, though, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, there are two major areas of problem. One is the adverse side effects, and the other is the possibility of addiction. And if you read documents produced by the Naval Aerospace Medical Research Lab in Pensacola, Florida, they do list the potential side effects, adverse side effects, such as euphoria, depression, hypertension, addiction, also what they call idiosyncratic reactions, which can be associated with feelings of aggression and paranoia, and those problems are there.
Thanks very much, Brad.
You're welcome, Lynn.
Brad Knickerbocker is a former Navy combat pilot. He now writes for the Christian Science Monitor.